Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Babli, Daf Ayin Aleph. Beginning Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Dalad Amad Beis, on the 11th line, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal Bar Koimi Rabbi Zeira, Rechai Val Kol Achas Achas. Mother Tamer, Gabi Shabbos. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal asked Rabbi Zeira, he should be Lagbufi to one, just like we say about Shabbos. And the Gemara continues, Loi Sa'ase Kol Melacha Klal. The phrase in Shmoyis Perek Chof Pasuk Yud, you shall not do melacha, that's a klal, the general term, and you shall not make a fire in all of your dwelling places, that is a prat, a specific term. Halei ha-bor b'chlal ha-yisra b'yavsa minach klal lamed, loima ma ha-bor miyuchedef ma'aseh yichidi v'chayavin aleha b'fnei atzma, afkol ma'aseh u'ma'aseh sheyesh bo'y l'chayav alav b'fnei atzma. Burning was in the klal, and it left when it was taught by itself to teach that just like burning is a lone act, one is liable for it by itself, also every act, every melacha, we obligate for it by itself. Also over here by idolatry, loisa avdeim, it says in Shmoyis Perek Chof Pasuk Hei, that is a klal. Lois yishtachav elahem, you should not bow to them, is a prat. Bowing was in the klal, why did it leave? It's to teach that just like bowing is a lone act and one's liable for it by itself, also every action means every service of idolatry, we obligate for it by itself. Amalei, B'Shabbos klal b'machem echa d'prat b'machem acher v'v'akam klal shehu b'sad prat. Rabbi Zeira answered that regarding Shabbos, the klal is in one place and the prat is elsewhere, whereas regarding idolatry, the klal is next to the prat, so it's not called something that was in the klal and left to teach about the klal. Amalei v'akziv lois yishtachave le'il acher. I should say, have a klal b'machem echa d'prat b'machem acher. Rabbi Mamal asked Rabbi Zeira that it says in you shall not bow to another god. And the cloud of loisa of deim is in one place and a part of elsewhere. Amalei kevan, it should say she'ein at lamed mitzidoy afid b'mokem acher I at lamed, you say. They were answered that since you don't learn from the part next to the cloud, even from a part elsewhere, you do not learn. Havaya amin loishniye ben sheklal b'makom echad u'frat b'makom acher ben sheklal u'frat b'makom echad klal u'pratu. The Talmidim answer that it makes no difference whether the klal is in one place and the prat is elsewhere, or the klal and prat are in one place. If the klal u'prat means it's something that was in the klal and left. Shabbos klal v'achakach prat v'akom prat v'achakach klal. Regarding Shabbos, it's a klal and afterwards a prat. Regarding idolatry, it's a prat and after it's a klal. It's not called something that was in a klal and left. Yosi Amar, Loshniya ben sheklal v'chakach prat ben sheprat v'chakach klal ben sheklal u'prat u'klal klal u'pratu he. Yosi answered that it makes no difference whether it's a klal and after it's a prat, or a prat and after it's a klal, or a klal u'prat u'klal. It's a klal u'prat means something that was in the klal and left. Shabbos klal v'vedasa u'prat v'vedasa akum klal v'vedasa u'prat v'melachus. Regarding Shabbos, the klal refers to its melachos, and the prat refers to its melachos. Regarding idolatry, klal refers to its avodos, and the prat refers to avodos of Hashem. Amar b'mana, havora shlul tzeirich yatsa ishtachavoya l'tzeirich yatsa lamed al atzma she'ena ma'ase. B'mana answered that regarding Shabbos, burning is called something that was in the klal and left, because it was written without the need, because we already knew it from lo yisaseh melacha. Regarding idolatry, bowing needed to be written to teach about itself, but because it's not an action, it's a chiddush that one's liable for it, even though he didn't do what would be called an actual action. Asuka hu detani chizkia evech lelohim yachvam yotze zvicha lelamed al hakol hishtahu chavoya lelamed al atzma she'ena ma'aseh. And we bring support for this, that this is like chizkia to what the pasuk in Shmoyis Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Yotes says, the slaughter of the sacrifice to the gods shall be destroyed. Shechita left the klal to teach about the klal. In any way we serve Hashem in the Mikdash, one's liable for doing so to idolatry, even if the idolatry is not normally serve in this way. Bowing left the cloth of teach about itself because it's not an action. Oichelaf. The Gemara thought perhaps we should say the opposite, that Shechita teaches about itself and bowing teaches about the cloth. Dovashu masa malamed, dovashu in a masa in a malamed. And so something that is with an action teaches, something that is not an action does not teach. They should say, Oma ubiyumya havoa resech yatsa lalamed al bate dinim lo yu donim b'shabbos. Ubiyumya questioned that perhaps that burning was taught separately for a need to teach about Beis Din, that it does not judge capital cases on Shabbos. It shouldn't teach about the Klal. Ma taim enem hakan b'chomesh v'yisichem v'nem al alon. Are you able lachem l'chukas mishpat that there is sichem b'chomesh v'yisichem? Mamesh v'yisichem shnem al alon b'at idinim ha'kosam adaber. Af mamesh v'yisichem shnem hakan b'at idinim ha'kosam adaber. What's the source? It says in Shmoyis Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Gimel, in all of your dwelling places, and it says in Bamidbar, Lamed Hei Pasuk Chotef, and these will be to you for a statute of justice for all your generations in all of your dwelling places. Just as Moshe Seichem there refers to Beis Din, also Moshe Seichem here refers to Beis Din. Amar Bishmur Bar Avadima, Mekem into Tema, Laseirich Yadza, Kami, Yadza, Shleil Seirich, Vadosh Yadza, Shleil Seirich, Melamed. Bishmur Bar Avadima answered that even if you'll say that it left the Klal for a need, since it could have said, Bechol Moshe Seichem regarding Laisasek or Melacha, rather, it said it regarding Lesiva or Eish in the Lathaya, it is as if it left not for a need, and something written without a need teaches about the Klal. Ada Omar, Dava Echad, Shias Lesech in a Cholek, Beshle Lesech Cholek, Shnei Dom, Shiyotsu, Min a Klal, Mao Shiachloiku. They can ask that this teaches that one matter that left the Klal for a need doesn't divide, but if it left not for a need, it divides. If two matters left, do they divide? Perhaps they are like Shnei Kesuvim, which is two Sukkim, one of which teaches something that we could have learned from the other one, which do not teach to anywhere, to elsewhere. Mishminim Eladar, the Gemara answers, now we learn from the following, Minayin, Amale, Mibasa Chatas, Mibasa Oshom, Mibasa Kodshi Kadoshim, Mibasa Kodshi Kalim, Umoisa Ha'oime, Ushte Alechem, Lechem Aponim, Mishiyame Menachis, Oiv Velaisasi. The Gemara asks a question from Abai. So what's the source for one who is maktir, who burns up a piece of meat of chatas, asham, kodshi kadoshim, kodshim kalim, extra after the kmitza, what remains after the kmitza of the omer, shtei ha-lechem, lechem aponim, or shirayim, again what's left over of menachos, that he transgresses a lai sase. Tavro loimer, ki kosa ova chodirash le-satim, menu, yishel ha-shem. The Gemara answers that the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perkei Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph, because any sour bread or honey you shall not burn up from it as a burnt offering to Hashem. Now, this teaches anything that's partially burned on the Rezbeach, Baal Faktiru, if it's a burn, the remains on the Rezbeach, because two of these are not Maksir part of them, rather something that accompanies them, meaning Chalev of the Aseres, the Aseres sheep bought with Shea Lechem, and spoons of frankincense bought with the Lechem upon him. Ve'velozo sha'al, Rabbi Yochanan, Yitzi Shtei Lechem, Yimudu al-Kodshim la-Kevesh, Yitzi Ka'ad Adetani. That Ve'velozo asked Rabbi Yochanan, Shtei Lechem and Vikurim should leave the Klal and teach an Issa to bring Kodshim to the ramp of the Mizbeach, like the Baisa teaches. Amizbeach, Eini Ela Amizbeach, Menayana Baisa Kevesh, Velayma Ela Mizbeach Le Yalo. The Baisa says, Hamizbeach teaches only that they may not go on the Mizbeach itself. What's the source to include the ramp? It says, Ela Mizbeach Le Yalo. Yachal Avoida Oshlo La Avoida, Tamalayma Le Bech Nichoyach, Vayamalti Ela La Avoida. Perhaps this is for the sake of Avoida, not for the sake of Avoida. It says, For Reach Nichoyach, it's only for the sake of Avoda. Amalei oisam miut elu chayovim aleihem lakevesh. Vein shakal kodshim chayovim aleihem lakevesh. Rabbi Yochanan answered that oisam is an exclusion because these, shtei halechem and bikurim, one is liable for putting them on the ramp, but one is not liable for all other kodshim for the ramp. Nei shekosav oisam ha'enu kosav oisam lamdin adoama shnei dvorim shiyotze min haklal shisei choltim. And We can infer this because it's written Oysam, had the Torah not written Oysam, they would teach, it shows that two matters that left the Klal would divide. Amar Chanani Boy to Rabbi Hillel, Lachloik Enin Cholkim Halalamir Melamdim. Chanani Boy to Hillel rejects that and says, no, two matters that left the Klal do not divide, however you properly infer that they teach. Rabbi Yisrael Avun, Le Amakein Ela, Belover, Shal Rabbi Yochanan, Yitzish Deh Alechem Yemudu Alakadoshim Lakevish, Alakadoshim Lakevish. Rabbi Yisrael Avun said, no, the correct Belover asked Rabbi Yochanan the following, Shdeh Alechem should leave the Klal and teach in Issa, to bring all kodshim to the ramp. Amalei oifel miut elu chayovim aleihem lakevesh, einsha kol kodshim chayovim aleihem lakevesh. The Yochanan answered, oifel is an exclusion because this means shteh lechem, one's liable for the ramp, was not liable for all other kodshim for the ramp. Ada amal, dala echad, shiyad samin aklal, etzerich, en choylek, vishvel etzerich choylek. We can infer that one matter that left the klal for a need does not divide, if it left for, not for a need, then it divides. Ushnei drawim yishayat from the klal, einan cholkin, ukubishmol cholkin. Two matters that left the klal don't divide. According to Bishmol, they divide. The amah of Yibun Bachir, divri Bishmol, beth drawim yishayat from the klal, cholkin. Yibun Bachir said that Bishmol says that two matters that left the klal divide. Tani of Bishmol, may senachashu, valesain, venenu, valay, hanichu, shayinu, and lechlal hayu. The Yartam Lechlal and the Chiluk. And the Rebbe Shmuel taught that the Pasuk in Vayikra Perek Yotes Pasuk Chavav, that you shall not do Nechush, which is act on the basis of omens, or for Einenu, you should not follow lucky hours, then Nechush and Einenu were in the Klal of witchcraft. They left the Klal to divide, to obligate for anyone by itself. One Lal forbids several kinds of witchcraft. Klal Veikaris, Apat Veikaris, Milse, to Rabbi Yochanan, Alma, Klal Upatu. If Karis was written about a Klal, and Karis was written about a Pat, Rabbi Yochanan's teaching shows it's a Klal Upat, means a Pat, that left the Klal to divide. And Rabbi Yavol, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Kola Shayase, should say, Mikolatai, Vaisa Eilam, Nechasu, Achoisoi, Vachlal Haisa, Yartsam, and a Klal, the Chiluk, Ala Klal. Yavol, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that when the Pasuk says, in Vayikra Yedches Pasuk Chavtes, that anything, whoever does from any of these abominations, and they shall be receive Kois, then one's sister was in the Klal of Arayus, and left the Klal to divide the Klal to obligate for each Elva by itself. Hesiv, Rebbe Loza, Vaksiv, Elvas, Achois Imacha, Achois Avicha, Lo Sedalei, Ki Es Sheiroi, Hera. Rebbe Loza asked, well, we have the Pasuk there, in Perek Chav Pasuk Yotes, then you should not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister or your father's sister, because he will be bearing his close relative, they shall bear the sin. Amrei l'serich yadzeh ledun b'haroya. Rabbi Yochanan answered that it's for need to teach about haroya, which is one is liable for the initial stage of relations. Amrei b'akfir v'asheh isha sheh yishkav isha dabah v'gileh isha v'asa es mekeh hera. The brother asked, well, it says there in also in Perek Chof, but in Pasuk Yudches, the previous Pasuk, and a man who lies with a woman who has a flow, and he uncovers her nakedness and has bared her fountain. Amalei l'tzorich yotzeh ledun ba es ha'ma'ar kagreimer. Rabbi Yochanan answered that it left for a need to teach that one who does ha'ar is like one who finishes and does the four relations. L'tomer hoyol ve'in chayav ma'aleh, just say ela mishum tumma le'nasa ba es ha'ma'ar kagreimer. From Kain Sach Meimer, chayav, he's given the next few words. You shouldn't say that since he's liable for a nidah only due to tuma, because she's not an elva, we don't make ha'ara like four relations. Therefore, it needs to teach that he's liable for ha'ara. And we'll leave ha'ksev v'isha she'yishka v'stoidasoi elvas doidagila. The brother asked, well, doesn't it say there in Pasuk Chof, and a man who will lie with his aunt, he has revealed the elva of his aunt. Amalei l'seruch yasa ledun ba'ariri. Rabbi Yochanan answered that it's needed, it's therefore a need to punish with ariru, which means that they'll be childless. Akviv isha sheyikach es ishes ochiv nidhi. The brother asked, well, in Pasukal of Chaf Aleph there, it says, and a man who will take the wife of his brother, it's a repulsive act. Amalei l'seruch yasa ledun ba'ariri. Rabbi Yochanan answered there that it's less for a need to punish with Arimi, which is Mephicharmus. Dambu Yudan, Kol Hahen Dechiv Arimim, Yiyu Havim Vilei Bonim, Arimim Yamusu Krovim Es Beneihem. Yudan said, whenever it says Arimim Yiyu, means they will be without children. When it says Arimim Yamusu, means they will bury their children they already had. Amav Yasa, Deidosa Deserach Yasa Lema'et Ev Eches Achiv Me'imai. Rav Yasa answered that Deidosa left to a need, his aunt, to exclude the wife of one's maternal brother, as I'll explain. Ne'emar kan Deidosa v'ne'emar alon, oi Deidoi oven Deidoi yigalenu, ma Deidoi sh'ne'emar alon, v'achei Aviv me'aviv v'pasim adabe, af, you should say, kan v'achois Aviv me'aviv v'pasim adabe. It says here, Deidosoi, and it says there, oi Deidoi oven Deidoi yigalenu, just like Deidoi there is referring to his father's paternal brother, means maternal relatives are not called Mishpacha in the Torah. Also, the Dasa here, regarding Arayis, is the wife of his father's paternal brother. Af, es eches achiv, le meida me doidasoi, my doidasoi shneman alon, she say, be eches achi aviv me aviv akosim medabe, af eches achiv shneman kan, be eches achi achiv me aviv akosim medabe. Also, eches ach is learned from doidasoi, just like Deidosoi said that refers to the wife of his father's paternal brother. Also, Eishes Ach said here is the wife of his paternal brother. At Kedoyin Kubi Akiva, Kubi Shmuel, until here is like Rabbi Akiva who expounds the Gzeir Shavah even if it's not Mufna, which means superfluous. And like Rabbi Shmuel is as follows. The Tani, Rabbi Shmuel, Ne'emar kan Eishes Achiv, Ne'emar Alon, Ish Asher Yikach, is Eishes Achiv Nedehi. Ma nida yeshla heta la achaisur, af eishes ochiv me oviv yeshla heta la achaisur. Yod say eishes ochiv me imo she'ina heta la achaisur. And the Baisa of Yishmol says, it says here eishes ochiv, and it says later on, ve ish asher yikach es eishes ochiv nidi. Just like nida has a heta after her issa, which will be permitted at a later point, also the wife of his paternal brother has a heta after her Issa, meaning to Yibam. This excludes the wife of his maternal brother who has no heta after Issa. Archis Rav Loza, Makshula Minan Tesile. Rav Loza challenged these Limudim, what's his source that there's Karis to each other by herself? Rav Yavol, Rav Yaloza B'Shem Rav Yehoshua, Shnei Lavim Mekaris Achas, Lavim Cholkin Krisis. Rav Yavol, quoting Rav Loza, quoting Rav Yehoshua, said that two Lavim and one kareis, the lavim divide the krisis, means it's a kareis for each love. My timer, our basa adam leisach, v'maskantoi leisach tamayu, v'ksiv isha shiyukach tamayu, v'ashayitim menu alva, v'nechas ne'av, yesh, hare yesh kan shnei lavim, v'kareis achas, lavim, cholkim, krisis. What's the source? The pasuk says in Shmoyis Perek Lamed, pasuk Lamed Beis, referring to the anointing oil that says you should not. It should not be poured upon human flesh, and according to his formula, you should not make anything like it. And it says in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, the next Pasuk there, any person who compounds anything like it or puts any of it on a Zamin, not for Kuhuna and not for Malchus, now he should be cut off from his people. So these are two Lavim and one Kareis. The Lavim divide the Krisis. Ma'avi lav Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, surely Rabbi Yochanan agrees to this. If so, what does Rabbi Yochanan learn from Karis written about Achaisoi, by his sister? Since it has its own love and there's Karis for all the Arayas, we already know that there's a separate Karis for Achaisoi. Ba'anoshim akosim adabe, uvasa Achaisoi, lamed al hanoshim. The answer is that the Pesukim discuss men, Achaisoi comes to teach about all women, that the plural of Menichosu teaches that they are also punished. The Leith, the Rav Loza came, the Rav Loza will agree to this, what's his source to obligate women? Islei leisikvu echad ha'ish echad ha'isha. The answer he learns from leisikvu, which is plural, the same is applies to a man and a woman. Ma avid lo b'yuchanan, what does the b'yuchanan learn from this? Atalah ve'inu m'chubal. He still requires a chaisui to obligate women because it's not clear, perhaps leisikvu refers to all men. Lo'imin ador, shmur, ba'aba, Shmuel Bar Abba asked to Rabbi Zeira Now, earlier we said that if Koreis was written about the Klal and Koreis was written about the Prat, one is liable for each by itself. Shalom should divide and obligate a separate love for each kind of Koshin for Tumah. One pasuk obligates Koreis for a Tomei who ate any Koshin, and one pasuk obligates specifically for Shalom. If Kochi like a bias, they answered that it left for a need to exclude Kodche Belek Abayis, items that were sanctified for the upkeep of the Beit HaMikdash, or was not liable for them for Pigol, Noisa, and Tomei. But in Masnifihi, Kodche Mezbech, Mestav, and Zeim Zeh, the Me'ila, the Chayav Aleihen, Mishim Pigol, and Noisa, and Tomei. Let's say, we leave out the next few words. The Gemara asks, the Mishnah teaches this, Kodche Mezbech join with each other for Me'ila, and to be liable for them for Pigol, Noisa, and Tomei. And she's saying, I'm a Kevin to Mestavim, in Chokin. Since they join, they don't divide. So why did Shmuel Baba ask? Amr b'chanina, v'kinei, v'yachloiku, v'leitstaf. B'chanina answered, he asked that they should divide and not join.